All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay, welcome to Hell's Apiary.
Oh, shit. No wonder we're in the bee suits.
Yeah, well, no. The bee suit that you're wearing, that's actually a novelty bee suit.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. I should have known Spirit Halloween didn't make these.
It's mostly bee attractant.
Okay.
And everything, because...
That's why it stinks.
Yeah, no, it smells like fucking bee
covered
cum.
In pheromone, yeah.
Yeah, it grows. Like, bees have been coming all over this all day.
Yeah.
So what I've done here in this apiary is I've labeled all these bees with a game.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you go in there, and we're going to see which one... Now, ordinarily, we'd see which one is the first one to sting you.
Uh-huh.
But this time, we're going to see which one is the last one to sting you.
God damn it.
Yeah. Whichever one that is, that's the game we'll do.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It won't be so bad.
I should probably screen these ideas.
I've screened all the bees. None of them are sex offenders.
Okay. But they're coming all over my suit. All right.
It's royal jelly.
Okay. You know? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll just step
the
in.
The gentleman's come. Royal jelly.
Ow. Ow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. God, yeah. Man. Take it.
I'm not allergic to bees, but also I don't know if I'm not allergic to one bee sting. I don't know if I'm allergic to 60 to 70.
Don't you want to find out, though?
Seems like there's, a much safer way to test. Ow. Ow.
You'd think so, but there's not.
Fuck.
At
least the goggles.
This is the safest way to test.
Ow.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are in your eyes.
Yeah. No. This is like waiting for all the popcorn to pop. The one, what you just, oh, wait until it's like, what,
you just gotta
seconds
wait for them to wear themselves out.
Ow.
Fuck. They, it's a fun day for them. And let me tell you, they'll sleep tonight.
Oh, they're all dead. That's how these work. I'm covered in bee guts.
That's what I meant. They'll sleep forever.
Okay. Ow. Shit. Okay. I think that's the last one.
Okay. Come on out.
Ow. Fuck. One got me on the way. All right. That's one. The bee
that's
bit
the
my
winner.
Bottom. The bee made my bottom big.
Yeah.
What's it look?
Okay. Let me check that bee here. Oh, you know what? This is one I forgot to label. We might have to do this again.
No, fuck.
It had a blue stinger though, so I don't know if that is anything.
Wait, I can't hear it over the fucking buzzing.
Yeah,
that is the bee. That is the bee calculator, which is also the game. Gary, you need to take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
My tongue is so big.
Yeah, I'll get on the bike. Move that flange.
Kill me.
Yeah. Now get your left clodhopper on the, I don't remember the quote.
Blue stinger's a game. Oh, okay. My throat.
There you go.
My throat. Oh.
Good job, bees. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross. Do you know how expensive EpiPens are? She, her. Do you know how expensive EpiPens are?
I don't, actually.
Well, yeah, no, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
Paychecks are going to be kind of slight. No, EpiPens used to be they used to be reasonable, but then the pharma bro bought the company and now they're $700 a piece now or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's too much.
Yeah. But this week we're talking about Blue Stinger. This is
after suffering every day, the cosmic horrors feel more and more knowable.
They do.
The intro.
No, you did have to do the intro, didn't you? Sorry.
Yeah.
I continued the bit. This we're talking about Blue Stinger. This is a K pick, but it was put into the suggestion machine by Zach and by Noah. Zach saying, I really loved when you two tackled Illbleed for the Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I'd try Seeing of Lightning Strikes twice by suggesting another survival horror title from Sega's ill-fated console. And Noah says, I'm surprised you two haven't done this already. saying it's less bad and more just weird in the same way that Illbleed is. Problem is, this is bad. Illbleed is also bad, but Illbleed is also interesting because it's set in a theme park hell.
Yeah. This could get some, you know, this is set on Dinosaur Island.
Yes.
You know, I'm okay with that. Like that, I like an island called Dinosaur Island.
Yeah.
Here and everything. It seems like it's going to be good. It's, and you team up with a guy named Dogs Bauer. I like that. But this is, we run into the problem, the Out of Suffering problem here of you don't get to play the game in the time allotted. Mm-hmm. The intro is long.
The intro is very long. You spend a lot of time on a boat talking mm-hmm. about how it needs to be decorated for Christmas.
And here I'm gonna throw something at you. Reading about this on Wikipedia and reading the development, mm-hmm. this is meant to be funny.
Yes.
Fucking excuse me. Sorry, bud. Come on.
You don't have it. Nope. Sorry, bud.
No, this is not funny.
He described one of the. The producer described one of the game's themes as wit or humor, wanting to set the game apart from the horror-focused titles dominating the Japanese 3D adventure market.
Yeah, because that's what we don't want. Uh-huh. You know, in these games, in these Resident Evil likes, we don't want horror. We want to be witty and humorous. Mm-hmm. And the way we're going to make it witty and humorous is seen missing. We just didn't.
No,
it's two people making small talk for like in a cutscene for the first 15 minutes.
Uh huh.
It's fucking wild.
What's that you're building in that bottle? Oh, it's a
luck angel from the Bottled Angel series. Like it's kind of surreal, I suppose.
Yeah.
But there's so much empty conversation in this. Mm-hmm. Like it's not quite. I told you to get the gas. No, I told you to get the gas.
But it's
the opening fucking thing in this game is that. Like, yeah. They want us to decorate it. We rented the ship from this place. They want us to decorate it for the holidays. Holidays are coming up, huh? Yeah.
How can you afford this boat? Christmas.
Yeah. I can't. It was a rental. Like, just fucking these people don't know each other. This is some small talk ass shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there's like an attempt, a thing that like I did remark upon when the big landing thing happens and our main character rushes to shore and you need to unlock a door, your kind of contact who radios you says, there should be plenty of corpses around. Grab an ID key from them. And the guy says, plenty of corpses? What are you talking about? And then there are just corpses and he grabs a key.
Yeah. The angel inside the bottle comes to life and flies at you and stuff.
Yeah,
things do get weird a little bit.
There's a cosmic anime waifu. Yeah.
There's a waifu. There's some kind of like sex summon that shows up. Like looks like one of the sex summons from those Xeno games.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like the big titty summons.
Mostly tits, yes.
Yeah. Like a tit elemental. Mm-hmm. A giant freestanding tit, like a floating breast. Yeah. Single serve. that kind of conversational like go nowhere-ness is endemic through the whole thing. The first time you're radioing your handler, she's like, we need help. And you're like, you need help. I need help. Mm-hmm. Like, we need a member of your special forces. I'm on vacation. I don't have any weapons. This keep going back and forth like that for fucking ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's maddening.
And to the point where, so like, as far as I got, I don't know if you got to this point, but I got to a place, you know, I'd done a little bit of combat, you know, found the gun and everything. I met dogs.
Yeah, dogs.
And there's a point where like you are looking at a terminal and it says, hey, the shuttle is crashing. The brakes have exploded or are not activating. T-minus 150 seconds. This is plummeting. And like, I couldn't pay attention to it just mm-hmm. because it was so much extraneous information that when it got back to being controllable, I'm like, okay, there's a thing I'm supposed to fix. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if it was communicated because my mind just like left my body, like Homer's brain in the cider place.
It's very easy to go to sleep during this. Yeah. Like, and just kind of check out.
And I'll admit that's probably like a failure of my part. I should be able to pay attention to it, but it actively resists it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's just really boring. Like, you know, it's a little bit in the, you know, wacky Japanese
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Thor high heels on YouTube, you know, this has dialogue that is charming but bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's trying to do that a little bit, but there's just so little content to the words.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult. It's interesting because this is the same developer, Climax Graphics, aka Crazy Games, Inc.,
mm-hmm.
Who did Illbleed.
Yeah.
And Illbleed was not that, if I recall.
Illbleed had, like, a little bit more direction. My only problem with Illbleed was its reliance on just traps in the world that you couldn't see.
Yeah. It is a weird time. Like, it was a golden time for worse Resident Evil.
Oh, yeah. Like, so, like, you know, you talk about, like, oh, the PlayStation, you know, this roughly the span from, like, 1996 to, like, 2006 as this golden age for survival horror-ish stuff. And, like, yeah, like, you know, I rented this and played most of it because I just wanted as much of that as I could get.
Yeah.
And like, it has a halo. Like, I will jokingly, like, go to bat for this and a lot of things from this era, just because, I don't know, shit, a lot of good stuff happens there. And also because the Dreamcast is this little broken bird of a system that I will defend mostly out of, like, contrarianism. Or, yeah, like, oppositional defiance. Trying to annoy you, Gary.
It's not even oppositional defiance now, though. That is the dominant form of defending the Dreamcast now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when punk went mainstream. You know, corporate.
I was already there. Yeah. Even me with my dispositions, like, yeah, this is really bad. You remember the haunting grounds and the rules of Rose and such, you know, like these really artistic, you know, and disturbing things. But like, before we started recording this episode, Gary, you were saying, like, man, I could have sworn we already did this. And I listed off like six or seven, like, also ran Resident Evils that we've already done. And the one we were thinking of was another one from the Dreamcast that we haven't done, but it felt like we already had because we'd already done Overbleed, Galarian's Ash, Hard Edge, right?
Yeah. And I was thinking of Carrier on this thing because eating was not good on the Dreamcast.
No.
If you wanted to play single player games, like my Dreamcast experience, my favorite game on the Dreamcast is probably Code Veronica, which is bleak.
Yeah.
But, you know, Crazy Taxi, but that's on everything, right?
Like,
I mean, everything's on everything. There aren't very many exclusives for the system, but like, liked Crazy Taxi, liked a couple games on it, but probably I was really excited for Code Veronica.
Yeah.
Like, new Resident Evil.
That's the system definer, right?
Yep. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But that only lasts so long.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start looking for other games, and there's all these ones that are like, we're kind of like Code Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all like this.
Look at me.
And you're trying to find me. I'm Code Veronica. You know? I'm Carrier. I'm on a ship. Trying to find me.
Yeah.
No. And they're just bad. Like, they're just bad to play. Like, they're not a war crime.
Mm-hmm.
They're in, like, the PS2 equivalent of this is, like, 13.
Yeah.
There are 13 likes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, you can play it.
Mm-hmm. That's there.
It works. Yeah. My dog will eat it.
You know, like, but will dogs dog eat it?
Yeah. Well, dogs will eat it.
Uh-huh.
Can't be that bad. Dogs will eat it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So just the lineage that this comes out of, you know, like, I bought this because it was like dirt cheap. And I was like, okay, I want to have this little artifact. But like, I didn't like it enough that I felt like digging out my Dreamcast to play it.
No, it's not it's not worth that, I think.
No.
Just the time of more scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
I love that they were called Climax Graphics, Inc. and changed to Crazy Games, Inc.
Yeah.
Neither of those names are good.
No,
Climax Graphics, like, 100% just sounds like porn.
Uh-huh.
And then Crazy Games, Inc. sounds like they make ticket machines.
Yep.
Like, this is the skee ball manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like...
I am curious about their third game, an arcade game called The Maze of the Kings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Maze of the Kings.
I'm very curious about that, actually.
Yeah. Co-developed with Hitmaker.
Because it looks like dog shit. It looks like even worse. It looks like what if Zombie Revenge was the mummy themed?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Once you start having multiple mummies, you lose a lot, I think.
Yeah.
You know, a single mummy, but like, if it's just, you're just fighting mummies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. So I was confused coming back to this because, like, you are on Dinosaur Island. The main and like the main antagonist of this is something called the Dinosite.
Yes.
Which dinosaur and parasite. I was like, wait a minute. Like, did I not remember this being a, did I not remember this being like a Dino Crisis clone? And no, what it is, the dino DNA has started corrupting people. So they have they're like halfway through mutating into shit. So it's a little bit like Dead Space kind of.
It's basically zombies.
Yeah.
They're on Dinosaur Island.
Mm-hmm.
Fighting the Dinosite, and it's just to fight creepy ghouls, video game ghouls. You know, obviously Dino Crisis already exists. We didn't, we didn't need to have a Dino Crisis knockoff.
No.
But there are dinosaur checks that are not dinosaur cashed by this game, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't remember what the final boss is. Maybe it's dino themed. I don't know.
But man, better fucking be. You know, like, I don't know. Like, we're going to Dinosaur Island.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck? You know?
Yeah.
Ludicrous.
Camera's terrible.
It's called that because that's where the meteor that killed all the dinosaurs went.
Right.
What a slap in the face to dinosaurs. it's a beautiful tribute, you guys.
It is an American tradition, though, to
that is true.
To name a place after what we killed.
Yeah, there. That is true.
Yeah. No, oh God, you love like looking at like a game reception and like seeing the names of people you know.
Yeah.
It's like in a 2012 feature for 1UP.com on Resident Evil ripoffs, Bob Mackie felt that Blue Stinger was lacking elements to make it a true survival horror. Good on you, Bob. Yeah,
true. Correct.
Yeah.
Definitely mixed reviews. This is in a position to be baby birded as a game.
Yeah.
Like very much so as well. Like this is somebody's like underrated classic.
Well, you see that on the board too.
Yeah. You'd really have to think this is funny, I think. Like the bad dialogue and slow, exposition and stuff would have to be charming to you.
Yes.
For this to work, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't have a taste for that anymore.
Yeah.
Galicia says this is the best Resident Evil clone.
Who says that?
In their up opinion. Glacius.
Glacius, okay.
Yeah, in this review. It's a really short review, but yeah, perfect 10.
Yeah, huh.
You soon meet up with Dog's Bowser.
The lowest one on here, we got ourselves a news radio fan, Tubal Cain.
Oh, excellent.
Do not throw away your PlayStation yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Blue Stinger. Oh!
That's pretty good.
Shit!
That is really good. A 2 because I've not encountered a 1 so far, exclamation point. Weird. Okay. Weird thing to say, man.
Yeah, man.
It makes the Dreamcast console look bad. Anyway, on to the logistics. Thanks for guiding us through this.
Yeah, no, I really like to have my hand held through a
three paragraph review of Blue Stinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, another perfect 10.
Huh.
Yeah. The best Resident Evil type game. This is wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do these people, are they not considering Silent Hill a Resident Evil type game?
I don't know. Like,
they should.
So I'm looking at these 10s, 2002, 2003. Yeah, they should be knowing better.
Silent Hill 2 is there. It's right there. Silent Hill 1 is there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, they must be trying to solve for like Resident Evil being like a goofy action movie alike.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. This also plays like dog shit. Like
it plays really bad.
Yeah. The Japanese version has a fixed camera, which would probably be marginally better, but I don't know. You're pushing blocks and getting on top of them. It's dog shit. You can't aim.
Yeah. No, nothing really to recommend this, I think.
Not at all.
Yeah. Another person, Dre Thug, says, should the name be Blue Stinger or Blue Stinker?
Oh, yeah.
Those people should hang out.
They think very similarly is the thing.
Yeah.
Tubal Cain did his in 1999. They both did. They were a week apart. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Huh.
Ooh, love connection.
Yeah, misconnections.
Yeah. Yeah, we should become GameFAQs matchmakers.
Yeah, For these 45-year-olds, Gary?
Yeah. Because like a misconnection from 1999 is very romantic.
Yes.
26 yeah. years ago, we wrote a similar pun about Blue Stinger. What would our kids look like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this app determines this.
It does. For a small fee.
Large fee.
It would take a lot. I don't know how better. I really don't know how we go after these people.
Let's not sell ourselves short. Well, it's going to mostly be money in hiring private eyes.
Yes.
To track down usernames.
Yeah.
Like Dre Thug.
I'm looking at like Dre Thug's other contributions and cross-referencing. Tubalcane, this is their only review. Whereas,
had to be said.
Whereas Dre Thug was also only active 24 years ago.
We can figure out who these people are based on what they like. They like a lot of sports games.
Mm-hmm.
Sonic Adventure, Smuggler's Run.
Yeah.
So they buy consoles at launch.
Mm-hmm.
You only know that about them.
Okay.
You know? And we just narrow that down. We put it in the detective, and then the detective goes and finds us a love match.
Yeah. Easy. Yeah. And then we just mark that up. There we go.
Gamer wants a wife.
Gary, you know? We're going to need to possibly face up to the idea that one or more of these two is dead.
That is a setback. Do we get paid either way? In this scenario, who is paying us? That's probably a good question.
I think it's kind of like a realtor where like the 12% or the 6% gets paid regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the state, you know, pays us. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They might be dead, but that's also like love never dies.
True. It doesn't. Yeah. You know? Get ourselves a lake house situation. Get a private eye. Work out a lake house situation so they can pass letters back and forth. And that will end however the lake house ended.
Yeah. And maybe one of these, maybe Dre Thug just gets to visit a grave every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's romantic.
Salutes it like Big Boss.
Yeah. Salutes it like Big Boss. Maybe like snuggles up on it.
Uh-huh.
You know, we get like a grave you can cuddle. That's a good idea on its own. We're like, there's a lot of money in this shit.
Like an inflatable grave.
Mm-hmm. They sell those even right now because it's almost Halloween.
It is. Yeah. We can mark those bad. Mark those bad boys up.
Like a plush grave.
Yep. A plush. You know, and a plush grave would get moldy very quickly, Gary.
Well, you make it on outdoor furniture stuff. Come on.
Okay. You still have to cover outdoor furniture.
Are you a cop? No, you don't. Come on.
If you want it to last, like people who, God, this is why I've never gotten like a nice like outdoor furniture set. Cause like, if it's got cushions, you got to take them shits in.
Depends on the cushion. Like they make cushions that are largely waterproof. You know?
Yeah. I think that maybe you've been sitting on a lot of mold and not realizing it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Some outdoor furniture came with our house that I sit on from time to time. It's dry when I sit on it. I might be bringing mold in with my butt, but I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Nothing bad has happened from it.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to moving because I've got to figure out if my shitty outdoor table just stays.
Yeah. If it's going to be a bonus.
Yeah.
For people. You get stuff when you get a house.
You do. Yeah.
We have an entire like giant work sink that is not connected to anything that's in our basement.
It's your problem now.
Yeah, I guarantee that the people who moved here were just like, I don't know how to get this up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even know this will fit through the stairs.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there. We don't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what to do with it.
Get a plumber to run a line? I don't know.
It's off the wall. It's like a big piece of scrap metal.
Oh, huh.
Like it's something a Bobo would throw at you. More than anything.
And you live in fear of that possibility every single day.
Yeah, it's really not, I don't think it has a function.
It's like having a loaded gun in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having half of a loaded gun. It's like having a gun in the house.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like having a bullet in the house.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's only really scary once you have an Bobo in the house as well. And I'd be scared about that even if there wasn't a sink.
Yeah.
You know, there's a survival horror for Dreamcast. Like you're in a house and a Bobo's there.
You got to stop him from getting to the sink.
Yeah. Stop it. Well, or just stop him from like, fucking, I don't know, folding you up like an envelope. Like, I don't know what a Bobo wants or needs.
I don't know.
Christina Aguilera hasn't written a song about it yet.
Yeah. I don't know. A Bobo doesn't seem like somebody you could reason with.
Do you think, who do you think would win in a fight between Goro and Tua Bobos?
Oh, shit. I mean, I think that Tua Bobos, anytime you have numbers, that is a huge, thing. Like, Goro has two arms. Mm-hmm. However, like, his two arms, one torso. You have two torsos.
Two sets of arms.
Yeah. Two sets of arms. If you can get any kind of surrounding on somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it would fuck with Goro's AI.
Yeah.
You know,
like adding go up to a boss fight.
Very much similar to that. You know, unless Goro was designed.
Yeah.
Versace could split off into multi Goros or something. Like. Yeah, which I don't think
he could. It's like he gets to phase two and he screams, "Death is not the end," and then like just like rips the top half of his torso off and like a mutated head grows out of the stump.
Yeah, yep. Bud's a little Goro.
Yeah,
the you could do surgery on Goro to make Goro look like a normal person by cutting off the entire top half of his torso.
You could.
Yeah, he'd just be a weird short guy.
I mean, you could take off the arms and he would.
Oh, that'd be easier.
Yeah, you could take off the arms, but he still has the weird long torso. I'm picturing a lot of flowing garments. He would still be, it would still be a lot.
Would be interesting is if you took the top arm off one side and the bottom arm off the other one.
Okay.
Like he'd have like two levels of arms. I feel like that'd be useful for like cooking or playing keyboard or something.
Oh.
Like I play a two-level keyboard. That'd be really cool.
But like, do you play both keyboards at the same time? I thought that was so you could switch between tones.
No, I play them both the same. One's bass and one's lead.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I always thought the two level ones were like a double neck guitar.
It is for bands that have bassists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It is for real bands. It's not for my fake novelty band. The Goro would be a good if that kind of Goro would be an excellent keyboard player.
Yeah.
Big thick fingers, though.
Yeah, you would have to like get a special size one, like get him like a Fisher Price keyboard.
He also only has three fingers, right?
Looking at him right now, he's always making a fist. This guy.
Hmm.
I'm seeing three fingers on them.
No sevenths.
Shit.
Like you fucking throw a sus four at this guy and he's fucked.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah.
But can't he just like hit the, extra note with his other hands? Like Gary, Def Leppard adapted a drum kit for a man with one arm.
I think that
we can do this with Goro. I think Goro can live a full life the drummer capable of songs. What's
Def Leppard? You can be four times the drummer that the Def Leppard guy is?
Absolutely.
Is what you're saying?
now that you mention it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, get Goro sitting down at Neil Peart's drum set.
Yeah.
He's going to make that thing sing.
It sucks that he likes combat so much.
Yeah.
Like, imagine Goro. One must imagine Goro pleasing five women at once. Like,
just the. Six? His cock still there? I assume he has a cock.
Still there. Yeah. We don't actually know. We don't know that he doesn't have like multiples.
Yeah.
Like his cock could also have some Goro shit going on.
Yeah. Triples is safest.
Like it has three little arms coming off it or some shit like that. Yeah. Like it could be absolute nightmare time.
Yeah. Yeah. Now he's got those arms. He could pick a woman up like a bowling ball.
Yeah. Like, you know, like do anything with a woman, like position one on his face. Like Goro could be a very generous lover, but he spends all of his time in fucking Outworld.
He does. His life is dedicated to combat. I worry about Goro's retirement.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a, you know, football player. It's just, you use your body up. You have to retire at like 30. And then what do you have left but buying a car dealership and getting drunk and having mistresses? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, the no future for old Goro is like Goro is using his body. Any career we have to use your body is no good.
Yeah.
And Goro is definitely using his body.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't care how much body he has to use.
Finite. Use your mind, Goro. Goro does seem kind of like he has no dick. Based on just like images, there's no bulge. Well, I found one here, one of the bulge. A lot of times, if he's wearing a loincloth, it looks like he's not packing a lot of heat.
That obscures it. Yeah.
If I can find one with a bikini bottom though. So it does look like he just has a normal human ding dong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good for you. Good for him.
Yeah. This is a horrible piece of art. This is a statue.
Oh, I'm looking at the same one. Yeah. Yeah. He's got the yin yang.
His chest looks set back from his torso. It looks like he's been bisected and his top half is sliding off like at the end of Hellraiser 8.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like his pecs up are in the background and the rest of him is in the foreground.
Mm-hmm.
No weird statue.
He's foreshortened strangely. I just don't think there's a really good way to do it. No. It's kind of like when people try and draw a photorealistic Leela from Futurama.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the worst ways to do it. Mm-hmm. It's she also shows up in like horny drawings. I remember even before, you know, I learned about like Rule 34, that would show up like Simpsons stuff, you know. It's okay.
Homegrown
it's
Simpsons stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Homegrown. Yeah. It's okay for kids to look at that stuff because it's for kids. It's Simpsons. Yeah. But would see Leela porn. And I was like, I understand the impetus behind this because like, you know, it's a lady character and there's a romance in the show.
Uh-huh.
You know, but the one eye thing would ruin it.
Yes.
I couldn't do the single eye.
Just produces a lot of moisture.
Yeah. Well, and just uncanny. Like you wear a blindfold or something.
Yeah. I have enough trouble making eye contact.
Yeah.
Having
to choose. I think
that'd be really hard. I mean, you could just do the trick that I do, which is look at somebody's forehead. But
yeah. Old salesman trick.
Yep.
What can people do?
If people like this show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and kick us some money. You get a shitload of bonus content, Gary.
Yeah. It's a lot of bonus episodes of a lot of different shows.
Yes.
We enjoy them and we think you will as well. You can also leave reviews and tell your friends. Things like that are very useful.
Yeah.
We like it.
We do. You can also join us in thanking our producer, Gwen. Thank you so much, Gwen.
Mm-hmm. And what should they do until next time?
Until next time, this has been Abject Suffering, your number one source for discussions about beeps, boops, and blings and blongs.